Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Stand Up and Speak Out.
Our first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witness lay their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. A few days ago, a news in the Philippines went trending. It's about a police officer who was off duty, shot a young man after being pissed off with playing firecrackers. He also shot dead the young man's mother, who was just trying to break their fight. The whole violent event was taken on a cell phone video. You can see two aspects of strength here. The police officer's strength relied on the gun he had. His power was with a badge. The old mother, who with all ounce of strength left from her aged body, embraced her son to prevent him from being taken by the police officer in a warrantless and unlawful attempt. That strength comes from love. Today we celebrate the Feast of Saint Stephen. We know Saint Stephen as a Christian deacon in Jerusalem and the first Christian martyr. His defense of his faith before the rabbinic court enraged his Jewish audience, and he was taken out of the city and stoned to death. His final words, a prayer of forgiveness for his attackers. Saint Stephen exhibited the courage that comes from the Holy Spirit. Fortitude. It is not the strength that comes with power, authority, and physical might. Biblically, fortitude is a strength of character that enables us to endure pain or adversity with courage. Not only is fortitude a great quality, but we are commanded to pursue it. A person gifted with fortitude is willing to stand up for what is right in the sight of God, even if it means accepting rejection, verbal abuse, or even physical harm and death. Saint Stephen showed unto us to be courageous in the fight for truth and charity. The gift of the spirit of courage or fortitude is manifested today in many ways. We see that in the courage of the mother who took in her arms his son and protected her, even it cost her violent death. There are numerous daily opportunities presented for us to speak up for Jesus. This is not always easy to do when we are bullied or rejected for espousing an unpopular or politically incorrect points of view. Speaking up for Jesus is speaking up for the truths of our Catholic faith. The gift of fortitude is also manifested by our frontliners in their attempt to perform not only their duties, but acts of love, magnifying the strength that comes from Christ. My sisters and brothers, we pray that the spirit of fortitude sustain us during these days of staying at home, until it is safe to gather to praise God who is in our midst, supporting us and providing shelter and examples of goodness. May the spirit of fortitude push us to live out our Christian life of justice, truth, and charity, however unpopular it may be in a seemingly secular society.